This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Islamic State militant behind the 2021 deadly bombing of the Kabul airport has been killed by the Taliban. AP correspondent Norman Hall tells us more.
U.S. officials say a ground assault by the Taliban killed the Islamic State militant who spearheaded the August 2021 suicide bombing at the Kabul airport that left 13 U.S. troops and about 170 Afghans dead during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Initially, neither the U.S. nor apparently the Taliban were aware that the mastermind, who was not identified, was dead. He was killed during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Islamic State group's affiliate. Islamic State Khorasan is the Taliban's most bitter enemy and top military threat. I'm Norman Hall.
Singapore has executed a man accused of coordinating a cannabis delivery. And despite pleas for clemency and protests that he was convicted on weak evidence, Tang Garju Supia was sentenced for abetting the trafficking of 2.2 pounds of cannabis, even though he was not caught with the drugs. Prosecutors said that though he was not caught, that they traced phone numbers showed he coordinated the delivery of the drugs. He maintained he was not the person who communicated with others connected to the case. Relatives and activists sent letters to Singapore's president to plead for clemency, and his niece and nephew made a video appealing for the concerns. Critics say Singapore's death penalty has mostly snared low-level mules and done little to stop drug trafficking. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is banking on 2 years in the White House and 50 years of Washington experience, landing him another 4 years in office, but another number is raising questions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's already the oldest president. The University of Chicago's William Howell and Barbara Perry at the University of Virginia do the math of another Biden bid.
Running at the age of 82.
Soon to be 83, should he be reelected.
It's going to raise issues.
We know from the polls that it is an issue for some people across this political spectrum.
At the White House.
It's the same thing that we heard in 2020.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president's made it a non-issue.
He's been able to deliver and get things done.
And says he would serve all 4 years of a second term if elected. He would be 86 at that point. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Sudanese and foreigners are streaming out of the capital, Khartoum. And other battle zones as fighting shakes a new three-day truce brokered by the United States and Saudi Arabia. Aid agencies raise increasing alarm Tuesday over the crumbling humanitarian situation and a country relying on outside help. So far, a series of short ceasefires the past week have either failed outright or brought only intermittent lulls in the fighting. UN officials say one side in the Sudan conflict has seized control of a national health lab in the capital that holds biological material, calling it an extremely dangerous development. The announcement came as officials warned that more refugees could flee Sudan despite the ceasefire between rival forces. The fighting has plunged Sudan into chaos, pushing the already heavily aid-dependent African nation to the brink of collapse. Prosecutors say Donald Trump might use trial documents to scorch witnesses. AP's Lisa Dwyer tells us more.
New York prosecutors are seeking to bar Donald Trump from using evidence from its criminal case to attack witnesses, citing what they say is the former president's history of making harassing, embarrassing, and threatening statements about people he's tangled with in legal disputes. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office filed court papers Monday asking for a protective order that would put strict guardrails around Trump's access to and use of evidence turned over by prosecutors during the pretrial discovery process. Trump was arraigned in April on charges that he falsified records at his company as part of a broader 2016 scheme to make secret hush money payments to bury allegations of extramarital sexual encounters. Trump has denied wrongdoing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.